maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Magandang araw. Welcome to SBS Filipino. I'm Mark Liabres, and our next guest on Talking Sport is a junior development basketball coach in the western suburbs of Sydney, Mr. Ray Rakuyul. Mabuhay.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Okay, where in the Philippines is your Filipino heritage located, and which side of the book or tree is Filipino?
I've got, both my parents are from Samar in Visayas, both of them are from Catbulogan City, but I grew up in Quezon City, so I grew up there, migrated in Australia around about 2000.
I'm here in Western Sydney, Mount Druitt. Tell us, what do you do and what is your role here in the western suburbs of Sydney?
Well, I'm one of the coaches for Blacktown Storm Basketball Association, one of the under-14s and under-16s group. This year I'm coaching the under-16s, so we're trying to be in Division 1 in the New South Wales under-16s in the metro area. And from the Western Sydney side, I'm part of the coaching staff for Western Sydney Basketball Association. That's touring kids and college players to the Philippines and help them out with the scholarships if possible. So,
In 27 years of experience in basketball, what do you think makes a good basketball coach?
You got to be a bit of everything. You got to be a salesman. You got to be a big brother. Big brother because now I'm coaching youth. You got to be a disciplinarian, and you got to show what's rare today is love for the kids and show them how you love the game and how you're teaching. So you got to be a good teacher as well. So,
as you mentioned, you're participating in a high school tournament in the Philippines. Tell us what that's involved and when do you leave?
Okay, so it's called the National Basketball Tournament, NBTC. It's high school teams all over the Philippines. We're lucky enough to get invited to participate. So international teams are including Thailand, Canada, USA, New Zealand. And there's going to be roughly 600 players, 600 teams, both Division 1 and 2, for a whole week.
Oh, that's a great achievement. How can you improve the basketball competition in Australia? And do you think Australia is a genuine place to breed basketball stars for the Philippines?
I think we're in a good place. Our competition is I think, one of the top in terms of the junior around the world, I think. I think Basketball Australia is doing a great job with the junior developments. And in terms of being a Filipino and playing basketball at a young age, I think Sydney, New South Wales is a good place to start, and because the New South Wales program have got a good foundation of fundamentals and playing the right way. I think if you go over to the Philippines, I think you'll be an asset. If they want to pursue in the college level.
Is there anything you improve here apart from obvious things like funding? How can you improve the state of basketball in Australia?
Well, the funding is really low in terms of, you know, paying for players' fees, and you got to fork out where in the Philippines or in America where associations fork out money for the players. I think we could do a good job, you know, tapping into companies for sponsorships. But other than that, I mean, I think I think the funding wise, because not many players can afford $400 per season in terms of ref fees plus shoes plus parents' petrol and all that. I think funding with sponsorships will help players a little bit.
Oh, nice. Yes, it's always the case, isn't it? What's the most proudest or successful moment as a coach? List them all.
Okay, so first year, I think 2012, We were under 14, 0-14. We didn't win a game. The following year, we won same age group. We won a we won the Sydney Metro, and we won the New South Wales State that year as well. And also, I coach a bit of high school in St. Augustine's, Brookvale. We won the national championships at Canberra, in Canberra, and around about in the year 2014. So that's pretty good in terms of, you know, the best school in Australia winning that competition. You know, it's a last second goal as well, so last second basket.
Can you tell us how many kids you've helped and guide into getting scholarships over in the Philippines?
Right now, we've got Krenz Carlos over and in the Philippines. He's playing PBA D League at the moment, but he used to be a Blacktown Storm dude. You know, he's gone over there and doing his stuff. In terms of guiding, I think we guided a few players that are now in college. Not just me, but coaches from Blacktown as well. They're now in college level where they're playing NCAA Division One. Gojok Gak is now playing for Florida State. Florida University.
That's impressive. I know that school. Yeah.
And now we've got Deng Gak, his brother. He's about 6'11". He's Sudanese as well. He plays here. He just committed to the Miami University in the States. So it's pretty. We're pretty good here. We're pretty good. So
well done. That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
What challenges have you faced being a Filipino in this sport?
I think being a Filipino, I think I've seen great Filipino kids who can play, who can go to the next level, but the funding isn't there. Or sometimes the parents don't support them enough. You know, we can only do as much. You know, we can only, you know, help them out in basketball court. But, you know, I've seen a lot of players who couldn't go to the next level because of funding. And obviously, as you know, as being having a Filipino parents, education comes first, and basketball is just a sort of like a hobby. You know, if you really want to take it serious, then I think parents should be on board with the support system, because you can't really be successful in basketball without the support system.
Now, Ray, I have to ask all my guests the following questions. Three persons, dead or alive, past or present, you would like to have dinner with someday?
Greg Popovich, San Antonio Spurs coach. He's my favorite. Paulo Coelho, Brazilian writer who wrote The Alchemist. And the third one, got to be MJ. Got to be Michael Jordan. I love to hear some stories from them three, so... That's about the three guys I want to spend dinner with. So.
And obviously, you can't have a dinner party without any food. So, what's your favorite Filo dish?
Adobo, but it's just not adobo, chicken adobo. It's what's called the mussels. Tahong, adobo tahong is my favorite.
Nice seafood.
Yeah, and also seafood kare kare. I don't know if you guys heard of that, but it's pretty good.
You're dealing with Filipinos. What's your favorite Filipino word?
I can't say it on camera. No. Po, I think po is my favorite.
That's nice. Respectful. What's your go-to karaoke song?
Drops of Jupiter by Train. That's my favorite.
Well, that's very cheesy, I think. But do you want to sing us a verse?
No, I can't sing. I'm the only Filipino that can't sing.
Okay, Ray, thank you for taking the time and being here on SBS. Maraming salamat.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Maraming salamat for tuning in.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio. Sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.